do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast, recording straight out of the East of the River Network studios out here in Montebello. Today we have the one and only, the legend, CJ Conde.
What's up, Wade?
What is up, dude? Thank you for coming out.
What's up, man? Oh, man, thank you for inviting me here. I told you like 10 times through text and IG, like, I'm stoked.
Yeah, no.
Stoked.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I do appreciate anytime somebody comes out to, you know, it takes a lot of effort out of your day sometimes to just be like, hey, I need to drive out here, fucking do the thing for the hour. And, you know, sometimes it's... Yeah. Thanks, man. But for the people who don't know you, man, give us a little background. I mean, me personally, I've started seeing, like I mentioned just a few minutes ago before the show, I've been seeing your artwork for the last, I want to say, maybe at least 4 to 5 years, like just kind of sprinkled around the hood, you know, the fucking Cela area. And just overall, I started seeing that you started expanding to different regions, kind of. It's still within like SoCal in a sense, but you've been doing a lot more work, you know, collaborations and... Yeah. You know, again, when I see your stuff, I see like the embodiment of somebody who's just putting their whole creative energy behind what they do.
Yeah. That last thing you just said there, I feel like is a great way to start off with who I am and what I like to do. I think since I was a kid, I like to mention my childhood when describing who I am, because from very early on, my dad introduced me to dancing. And I was really into coloring and I was into doing impressions with my brother. So there was just a lot that was going on creatively and I always enjoyed it. It was never like a task or a chore to do anything creative. And so every day I always looked forward to getting home to create, you know? So I've carried that on throughout my years, and every year I feel like I'm just like getting deeper and deeper with the art. So I'm just an artist. I like to say artist because I don't consider myself simply just a painter or simply just a musician or simply just a, you know, content creator. Some people might see me as that, but I'm an artist, you know, first and foremost.
Dude, that's awesome. You know, it's funny that you say that right now because you're like, you know, I'm an artist. Last, like 2 episodes ago, I was saying like, I don't consider myself an artist, you know, just because I draw and all that. Like, I don't even necessarily draw, but there was this whole argument as to why I didn't label myself as an artist, even if I like, you know, sketch and stuff every now and then. But you know, seeing you like just fully embrace, it's like, yeah, the fuck, this is who I am, you know? Like that's powerful, because you know, it takes a lot sometimes to just tell yourself this is who I am, you know?
Yeah, I think through college I lost a little bit of the I guess like that title of calling myself an artist. I started seeing it as something you got to deserve.
Yeah.
As opposed to something you just take ownership of, like just say, fuck that, I'm taking this, I'm an artist, you know? I think because I was in UC Irvine studying art, studio art specifically, so making paintings constantly, speaking with professors that have done some cool shows back in their day, some legends came out of UCI. So I felt like the conversation around being an artist, if you're there, you're kind of just a student trying to be an artist. At least that's how I felt. It wasn't until I graduated and met some friends that like fully also immersed themselves in art that I'm like, man, I do this shit just as much as they do. And they are not afraid to call themselves artists. Like, I'm an artist too, you know? Yeah. Like, and I, since then I've just been running with it. And I think you're an artist, bro. I think you're an artist. What you've set up here now, what you've been doing, putting your passion and your energy, just that, your energy and attention, I think that makes anyone an artist, for real. So you got something cool going on, bro. You're an artist. If you ever want to say that to yourself before you say it to the world, just fucking say it, man, because you deserve that, bro. Like, being an artist is liberating, bro, for real.
Dude, that's funny. I'm going to remind the guest, Camille. She's going to be like, I told you were an artist.
Shout out Camille.
Nah, dude, but it's awesome. Again, it's awesome to see and... again, someone with your talent, I see that you've also put effort to help the community in a sense. You know, like you're involved in it. Like I saw that you did something again with the city of Cudahy, somewhere that you grew up in.
Yeah.
So that's honestly, again, it's one of those things where you grow up and it comes full circle where that city supports you to be like, hey, fucking do your mural here or create a program for the youth and shit. So it's like it's really cool to see, man.
Yeah, that, man, it's been such a a dope journey.
Yeah.
Everyone says that, but it's just, it's really about the journey, you know? And I think lately, especially, that I've had like, I've been experiencing a lot of highs, and I guess you could say this career or industry or lifestyle, after experiencing a lot of lows. And when you're at the highs, you start seeing all the things that you have done and have accomplished, and you're able to look back at yourself or that version of yourself when you're at your lows and remind yourself, like, there's some cool things that I've done. And especially for the city of Cudahy, they put on for real. Like, shout out to the mayors, shout out to the council people there, shout out to the staff, the parks and rec people. They all show a lot of love.
Yeah.
They know how much I love the city. They know how much I care about making art for the city. So these past few years, they've really like been like, here, like, make and art for us, you know? And it's been fire. I love it, for real. I love it.
Nah, that's cool, man. And then I know you recently had something up on in Southgate as well, no? Like some paintings.
Yeah. So they were hosting, the Southgate Museum hosts, I guess, shows every so often, like exhibits. And they had just, the theme of that was Flores para ti, you know, flowers for you.
Yeah.
And it was the theme was just flowers, like flowers, make art out of flowers or something. And before they even announced that, I felt like this need to paint like a bouquet of flowers with palm trees coming out it out of a Tecate bottle on the middle of the road, because it just felt like, it felt almost like a portrait of my dad, you know, or the lessons he taught me. And as I was almost finishing that up, they announced, hey, we're having a show called Flores para ti, where any painting or thing that includes flowers, bring it so we can have it at our show. And I was like,
yeah, I coincided with it. Yeah.
Fucking perfect. And even crazier, I was including the freeway sign of Firestone Boulevard, which is literally the street that intersects with, I think it's California, which is where the Southgate Museum is at. Yeah, so it's like, That's the road that leads you there to that same place where, you know, a week later I'm like showing my work, you know, or getting accepted to show the work. So it was trippy, man. And even like doing the murals for Cudahy, every time I go back home to see my mom, I just like to drive by them, like just see it, like, damn, I used to, you know, think about moments like this as a kid and be like, that'd be tight, you know? And now I'm doing those things. Like I said, when you're in your lows, it's easy to forget those things. And, you know, like I said, I had a low in like fucking 2 weeks ago. And I was, remember I was telling my girl, like, man, fuck this. Like, shit's tough, you know. But then I started to think, like, man, there's people like the city of Cudahy, the mayors, the parks and rec people, the council people, even people from the state, like, showing love. Like, I can't take that shit for granted, you know. I'm gonna keep being the most vulnerable version of myself for them to see that someone can do that, you know.
What do you personally feel like you do to kind of help control that? I mean, in a sense, control it, right? Because you do have to, you know, control those emotions or those thoughts that come in. Like, is there anything that you specifically do to just fucking zone out?
Do you mean like when I'm actually making art, like a work,
like, or when you're feeling lows?
Oh shit, man, you know what, I think when I'm on my lows, I don't handle it too well, man. Yeah. Like, I start smoking more. You know, I start fucking like just getting in my head. I feel like I start seeing my relationship, my family, my dog even. I start like putting a cloud around them to the point where I just want to isolate, you know, and I kind of isolate through my bad habits, like, you know, smoking too much weed, you know. Straight up like porn, like all these things that isolate you individually to feel something quick. When I'm in my lows, I feel like I go there. So I do struggle when I'm in my lows, you know, definitely fucking tough, you know, especially as an artist, full time. I don't have a job to just wake up and go to and forget about my everything that's going on. You know, I just got to sit there and think, fuck, what do I do right now to get out of this hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's because you're kind of surrounded not in the environment that's causing it, but it's not changing, so it does keep your mind kind of like, fuck, locked in here, you know?
It feels definitely like some sort of, like, I'm locked in. But most importantly, though, I do think that once I get to be vulnerable with somebody, whether it is through my art or just sitting and like having an argument with my girl that turns into like a beautiful discussion about why we're still together, or, you know, conversation about my brother, about how we're both kind of going through some tough shit and we're just there for each other. Those kinds of things I would say are usually like that. It's fucking snap. Like that. I'm just like, fuck that. It's beautiful out here. Let me wake up. You know, that or shrooms straight up.
Damn. Yeah, that for sure. Doing
those are the two things that like snap me right back to fucking reality, you know, and reality is beautiful straight up.
It really is. Yeah. It's there. It's, but again, it's super easy. Like, I was seeing something recently that, you know, people sometimes blame themselves because nowadays, you know, their memory's a little shorter or their attention span's not so well. But it's like you're also consuming like fucking so much information, so much content. Like,
too much.
If you compare it to the people from fucking our ancestors, like we're consuming maybe more than all that fucking human history, you know, in the next in the last 10 years or so. So like,
crazy.
You know, it's easy to forget that everything is just beautiful as it is. Like, again, like I mentioned before in the other conversation, like, or I don't know, I forgot where I started mentioning this, but the painting of I Saw the Carniceria, like in Cudahy, like, dude, it was something so basic to me. Like, nobody cares. It's just a carniceria. There's one in the other corner, you know, but seeing you interpret, you know, capture that, I was like, what the fuck? That's beautiful. I never noticed those colors, those red colors of the fucking fence against the blue sky. Like, dude, it was a beautiful fucking image that you painted.
You know? Thank you for observing that, bro. I really was paying attention to colors in that. And I do vividly remember the fat ass letters that say Marqueta, I think, or Mini Mart, or something like that. Those are so like ingrained in my brain, you know? So, you know, I just had to do that tribute along with that whole concept of like quantum entanglement. Like, it all exists in that piece, you know. If you go back and look at it and think about this concept of like putting your thought into another part of yourself or another thing across the universe and imagining that reality, looking at that piece is like, take a hit of this, man, and look at it. It's cool, man. There's a lot to look at, and that's what I like to include in my art, is a lot of elements that kind of guide you, you know, and you start looking around and try to make connections, and it's a lot. I want people to spend time, you know, to look at the art and spend time on it, you know, and not just dismiss it as that's cool
or
that's pretty picture, which is valid for people's taste, but for what I want to communicate and the message is like, look, you know,
look a little closer, you know,
closely, you know.
Who's going wild?
Dude,
it's fucking legit. Again, it's one of those things that I can appreciate. I'm looking at, I'm like, oh fuck, but I'm also just probably really stoned too. I'm just like, oh fuck, that shit looks
that's
so cool.
The best way to look at it, no cap.
But like, for reals, you know, it's inspiring. Again, like I said earlier, like when you go through somebody's page sometimes, you know, because in a way social media, it captures somebody's life, right? Blips, you know, you see the progression. Like sometimes you can even see like, oh, this person started posting nothing but black and white photos and then they changed the color and like there's themes. So like it just kind of shows the progression of that person's personality in a sense, right? And then your the way I view it, it was just like this progression of just attempting different arts, like not just sticking to, like you said earlier, just a painter or muralist or whatever. Like it was just, I'm embracing all of it. Like I've seen the fucking videos where you're just freestyling and all this stuff, you know? So again, you're capturing just creativity in itself. And that's so cool, man.
Man, that's exactly what I want people to see, is that I'm not afraid to like call myself a singer, even though I know I'm not the greatest. I sing, bro, you know? I'm a musician. I play the keyboard and ukulele. I'm not the best, but I be playing that shit, bro. I'm there, you know? I'm a little bit more versed at painting and illustrating to like fully tell anyone like, yo, I do this shit for real and I've been doing it for some time. But each one of those things I really want to claim and come out, and I want to show people, and I want people to see that like you can become this vessel, you know, or this vehicle to deliver something that people want to feel and interpret, because everything is just consumption, you know, especially in this consumerist post-capitalist world, bro. Everything is like a message, or not a message, sorry, a product or a service being sold to you. So I kind of want to do everything that people aren't doing to show them, like, yo, look, I'm not just a painter or an illustrator or a muralist or tattoo artist or et cetera, all these other things. Like, I'm all of them because I'm an artist that prioritizes creativity and the where I place my energy. I really pay attention to that. I don't want to misplace my energy. And that's part of my message, is like, focus on your creative output and what you want to do creatively, and don't misplace your energy, you know, like keep it within a creative environment, and it'll ultimately lead you to like just understanding yourself a little bit deeper. And, you know, that's part of my whole thing. But touching back on, like, you know, like a multifaceted person, you know, being that, you know, I want to align myself and eventually reach a point where I'm like the Childish Gambino or the Tyler the Creator or any multifaceted person that's like doing, building a world, you know, like I'm deep into building a world right now. Like I'm at the roots of it. I have pitch decks to help to pitch to people to help me build my world. So it's not like, yeah, I'm trying to like make it deep to where people could see my aesthetic and be like, yo, that's like, that's CJ, you know? Mm-hmm. And it takes a very special sort of energy to like focus on, to keep up and keep that energy going. Like, I see Childish Gambino going from like comedy to music to acting to writing movies to writing shows, and they're all doing great. And some of his songs are some of my favorite. Anything about Tyler, merch, perfumes, music videos, you know? Those are people who are not afraid to like stand in the middle of a crowd and be like, yo, check this shit out. Like, you know, look at me dance, because this is something cool to do with my body. Like, you know, or like, look at me sing. This is something cool to do with my humanity. And I've tapped into that plenty of times, you know, and I've let it flow, and I've become an antenna for like that signal, you know, the universe or God or whatever, and let it flow out through all of these things, you know, mainly because I want people to see it and be like, man, like that shit's possible, you know? And that's the main reason. I want people to be able to step out and be like, I want to fucking sing today. Let me fucking sing, bro. Not because I want to be Adele or fucking, I don't know, Jeremiah. Like, I just want to release an expression or an emotion through this human body that I have that allows me to go like, ooh, or whatever, right? And that's what's beautiful to me, is that when people realize that, they see it and they're like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna be myself now. And that is also, man, so crucial. Be yourself, man, for real.
Did it take time for you to embrace that?
Like myself? To be yourself? I think every era of myself, I've been very very confident, just because from a young age my parents instilled a lot of confidence in me, and I'm blessed. My siblings really showed a lot of love, so I've been receiving hella love since I was a little kid, and I think that's a privilege straight up, because not everyone grows up receiving love that is gonna get them to a point when they're 13-14 and not feel the need for certain things, because they're like, yeah, I already got hella love, you know? So I'm blessed to have that. And that ultimately got me to a point where I can look at myself and be like, this is who I want to be right now, you know? And I think the confidence of saying, if tomorrow I want to be something else, I can be. I carry that with me. So that just lets me be anyone I want to, you know?
Yeah.
And not in the sense of like, oh, today I want to be, I don't know, I want to embody like Drake, like not like that, you know, I'm gonna start like dressing like him and walk like, more in the sense like, today I want to embody a version of myself that's not afraid to go up to restaurants and say, hey, I can do murals for you, and pitch myself. Today I want to sit here and just be the guy who just sings to his dog and feels like a low life because I just smoked weed at 8 a.m. Yeah. And I have to accept and love that version of myself while I see everyone else grinding and going to work and getting a steady check. I have to accept that version as much as the version of myself that just got paid for like a big mural that I'm like, fuck, I could make art for the rest of the 2 months without worrying about money, mm-hmm. you know? Just as I got to accept that version of myself when that money runs out and I'm like, fuck, I have no gigs, you know? I think the quickest way to look at yourself and be like, oh yeah, I love myself is accept that like acceptance is like a powerful fucking word, like powerful as fuck, more powerful than people even know, you know? Yeah. It's a key word in being yourself.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a lot of work sometimes for people. I mean, personally, that's a lot of work for myself sometimes as well. I'm like trying to figure out like, you know, what are my habits? Like recently I've been reading this fucking book and it really tries to help you reflect about certain things in your lifestyle that can be empowering or it can be just degrading to your fucking livelihood, yeah. right? To what you're trying to build. And it's fucking hard, dude. Like, you know, it's hard to see them and be like, okay, I'm going to start doing it. And then you start and you just kind of fall off the wagon and you fucking don't go back to it. And I like to tell myself that I'm like, have some willpower in a sense, you know, like mm-hmm. I pride myself sometimes like, yeah, I didn't do that because I had self-control over my emotions. And then later on, I'm starting to fucking, my mind starts telling me, oh no, you did it wrong. You should have done that. And it goes into some other fucking rabbit hole. But the whole idea is just like, it's hard to embrace sometimes those things, but it does take obviously a lot of work, but it is possible, you know, because I think the first step is being self-aware of that itself, you know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then from there, kind of just chipping away at it and fucking doing little changes.
Day by day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what one of my homies told me one time. I was like high as hell and I had regretted it because I told myself I was trying to take a break and I had just stopped and I spent maybe like a day in like 3 hours and then I'm like back to smoking and I text him like, bro, like I'm so faded right now and I have so much work, bro, like what the fuck am I doing? Like I told myself I was trying to do this and by this week I wanted to have this piece done because I have this coming up. And he's just like texting me at work, you know, he's a banker, he's like, bro, like chill out, bro. He's like, you're high, enjoy that shit. I'm at work right now, bro, fucking getting people, signing people off loans for their mortgages and for their businesses. He's like, that's scary shit, man. So I'm like, it's exactly what you said, you got to step back and look at yourself like, all right, who is that? Point at yourself and, you know, like clone yourself times three and kind of have like a group session with yourself like, yo, that version right there, do we like that version? Mm-hmm. No, okay, what part of that version do we have to keep and what part do we let go? And it's fucking tough to let go of some things.
Yeah,
there's hella things that I've been carrying with me from like childhood traumas and shit like that that, you know, some part of me still feel like it needs it. Mm-hmm. But I think acceptance, going back to that, is straight up just being real with yourself, like, man, I don't need to act like this in front of this kind of person, you know? And we all have moments or a person that we can think of like and be like, I don't like how I act around that person. Maybe I get nervous. Maybe maybe I hold resentment towards them. Maybe I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that being comfortable around yourself makes you comfortable around anybody. So once you accept every version of yourself, good, bad, the ugly, the best fucking prime version of yourself, if you've seen that version of yourself or not, like, just accept that it's like a fucking roller coaster, man. You're never going to be just one, you know? That's how I see it. And it helps me propel through those moments where I'm like, man, I don't like this version of CJ. Like, I'm telling you, man, maybe it's probably less than a week ago that I was looking at myself in the mirror like, fuck, dude, like, look at your eye bags, bro. Look at your fucking rib cage, man. Like, ¿por qué no estás comiendo, wey? You know, like. I just got to see myself and be like, dude, last month you were like, man, you're fucking, look at you, sexy ass CJ, like doing your thing, you know, and now you're hating yourself. Like, what led you to that, bro? You know?
Fuck, that's deep, dude. Cause I mean, I've, you know, there's times where I've stared into the mirror. I'm just like, who the fuck is this guy? like
it's trippy,
what
right?
are you doing right now? Like, and it's a trip. Cause I mean, somebody will look at you, like somebody looking outside will be like, that guy's crazy. He's just staring at himself in the mirror. But look, like, you can legit just look at yourself and be like, holy fuck, this is my vessel. You know, like, this is
fucking avatar.
This is my avatar. Like, what the fuck am I doing with it? You know, like, or like, just in a way, kind of shake yourself up. Because I feel sometimes, like, as an adult, you don't know how to, or you don't have people around you really telling you what to do outside of your boss people, right? At this point, there's it's really rare when somebody scolds you and tells you, hey, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah,
fix it or something, right? Like, when you're little, it's your parents, like, hey, la basura. Like, oh, you're fucking picking up. Oh, okay, now I learned to pick up the trash.
Yeah.
As an adult, you don't have that anymore. So, in a sense, it is kind of scary because you have nobody else to do, but nobody, you don't have, sorry, what am I trying to say here? You don't have enough built up to be accountable for your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nobody else to either be telling you anything. So, it makes it that much harder to be like, hey, get your shit together.
Yeah.
And that's when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, fucking clean your shit up, you know? Or like, or just embrace whatever's going on with you. And I like what you mentioned earlier sometimes about just having these moments where you're like, you kind of like just lash out for habits that make you feel like a quick pleasures, you know? Whatever it could be, fucking getting high as fuck, like, you know, just drinking or fucking watching porn or anything, you know, doom scrolling, just getting those highs from those fucking videos. Those are things that count towards that fucking dopamine shit, like that rush, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're all seeking, but we're all scared to just seek deeper meaning of that feeling, and we're just fucking like zombieing out with whatever it is.
It's,
you know,
a trip, man. It's a trip to like have people you're very close to and that you love, see them, call it the Matrix, call it someone's program or whatever, seeing them stuck in that program of like, this is it. I got to go to work and I got to pay my bills. And I have this TV from Best Buy that's been taking most of my check and my car and gas. And I'm got to get back home, but I got to make sure I'm back by 8 because Don Francisco starts at 9, you know, like, you're in a program, you know. Frank Ocean said, yeah, I fucking love Frank Ocean. He said, I've been living in this idea from another man's mind. I think the song's Siegfried. And that line is so deep to me. Just that line. The song's fire as fuck, too. It has other meanings that I probably don't relate to. But that line, been living in an idea. The idea from another man's mind. That line also kind of woke me up and got me snapped back into, you know, it does every time I feel like I need to revisit that line, because sometimes we're so caught up in another man's mind, whether it be like a rapper that you want to emulate because they got money, they got bitches, they got cars, they got clothes and jewelry and all that shit. Like, when I was a kid, that was fire. That's all I wanted, was to have a grill and like do this and like be like Lil Jon and like, you know, the yin yang twins, right? That's what I thought was the shit. And at that point, I didn't know that I was living in their mind of what it meant to be their highest self, you know? And some people don't ever grow up from their version or their ideas of what it is to be their highest self. So they stick with this idea. And then when you see that people coming into politics, not into politics, but people supporting a specific spectrum of politics as if it's not all just that, a spectrum. People stay far left or far right without realizing, like, yo, you're still living in the idea of someone else, you know? Like, step out of that and realize there's more to life than left or right, red, blue, hot, cold. Like, I think while we're growing up, we're taught that binaries are so important. You know, you're either atheist or religious. You are either this or that. That's so prominent growing up because parents want to simplify all these lessons. But as you get older, and if you don't start seeing everything that's happening as just like a spectrum of energy, then you're going to be a little lost when you realize that the world's not all just up or down. You know, it's like, it's the spectrum, you know?
Yeah, and those are usually the moments where people either, I mean, I think at some point, regardless, I think as, you know, again, going back to the whole adult stuff, there's these moments, and I'm going, I watched the new Spider-Man movie. I don't know if you guys ever watched that, but what I'm trying to say here is like, there's canon events, right? So like, I go back to this thing where there's events that regardless of who you are, I think as an adult or as a human, you experience that's, you know, help shape you as a human. And I think at some point there is these moments where we have these self-realizations where we're like, holy fuck, there's more than this. You kind of have a visual outside of that matrix, and then it's up to you to kind of decide whether you're going to want to keep chasing that, or you want to just kind of like, you know, be, you're afraid of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you never want to challenge it, and you fall into that same routine. And going back to the lines, like, you go into that, you know, person's idea of what the world should be, and you're just falling into that. I forget how you phrased it, but another person's mind.
Yeah, living in the idea of someone else's mind.
Yeah, and that's what you're doing. You're just they're basically projecting at this point.
Yeah,
you know? And it's you lose your individuality.
It's a trip, man. Like, I know there's instances that I can recall looking back at myself when I was like very into a specific idea of identity. Mm-hmm. Within myself, that now I think back like, fuck, like, how was I ever so out of touch with myself that I really felt like this multi-million dollar brand was my main identity?
Mm-hmm.
Or wearing this multi-million brand's so-and-so made me more closer to myself or my roots, which nothing that's part of a multi-million company is getting you closer to your roots, right? It's just for consumption.
Yeah,
you know, art will set you free, man.
Dude.
Like, for real, dude. That's what art is here to do. It's like, mm-hmm. to wake people up from the fact that, like, yo, there's a fucking program that you know, people with money and people with businesses and people with agendas want you to snatch onto and subscribe to. You know, it's more of a subscription. If you're always like buying the same shit every year, buying the same brand every month, every 2 weeks you're buying the same whatever, right? A lot of these things are not necessities, but they're kind of like, they're our sustenance for energy of wanting to do things through life. You know, why not replace that with something a lot more beneficial and constructive for your mental and emotional health, like art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all art really is meditation, right? Like, being able to sit and focus and put your attention fully on one thing without letting the outside world distract you. That's art, you know, focusing on that. And if you're just always making art, then you're always in the meditation stage, mm-hmm. where you're just like, you know, being in the moment, letting the world happen while you're just there, like the silent observer, or like, you know, just that guy sitting on a stone, like seeing shit happen, right? Like, it's important to be that person, because chaos is a big part of existence. It always has been, it always is. So if you don't learn that early on, or at any point in your life, that chaos is always going to be here,
yeah,
you never know how to make it less prominent in your life, you know? And art will set you free, bro. Straight up, man. That's my message, bro. It has to stick, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people we know. I mean, you probably do. I don't know a lot of people, but there's a, you know, that sit down and just take a little bit of the time just to sketch, or not just sketch, but create something, right? Not even just for the sake of creating to show others, but just like being creative, right? Like, it's crazy. Like, fuck, sorry, I got distracted. That's fucking the symbol of Los Angeles right there.
Yeah, no, that's all good. I live between all these buildings, so that amplifies, like, just echoes 3 a.m.
Oh, shit. No, dude, but it's interesting. Again, trying to experience, and I think that's one thing. Like, I have a son, and he's actually starting to get into art. Like, he does some pretty cool
fire
stuff.
That's dope.
You know, and I try to influence that by, like, you know, I got him an iPad Mini with the Apple Pencil, and I'm like, dude, this is make your art, like, you know, fucking cooler. He's like, all right, cool. He starts playing with it. Starts doing like little super basic animations.
Yeah,
but it's cool because, like, you know, at least for me growing up, I can say I know how to draw. You know, just things I draw. I have a specific kind of cartoon style, but it's never something that was kind of supported, at least for me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I sent the fucking letter when I was like 7 years old to the Institute of Art, and I was like, I want to apply, and they're like, you're too young. Come back in 10 years, and I was like, fuck you. But I was seven.
They broke your dreams.
They broke
man.
My dreams.
Fuck them. Where are they at now? No.
But you know, so that's why when I see him trying to embrace that, I'm just like, I'll let this cop's pass real quick. Now that I see him, I'm trying to do what I can to kind of just support his creativity. Like, yeah, he started buying clay, so he's trying to do like time lapse videos, sub animations.
That's
like,
fire.
He's just fucking around with a bunch of different things or different mediums.
How old is he?
He's gonna be 11.
Oh, sick, man. I remember making art at that age.
Tight. You know, so it's really cool, and it's cool seeing how he progresses as well. And it's something that I want to keep supporting. And I feel like sometimes it's, you know, I don't know, you don't know how to go about it the right way, because I feel like if you push him too much, I don't know, this is just me speaking.
Yeah, I know.
They'll feel like, no, this feels like something you want to do. Like, yeah. I don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of trying to leave him some freedom to kind of figure out what he wants to do.
That's beautiful, man. And the fact that you're even like saying like, hey, in case you wanna, like, mm-hmm, here's the iPad.
Yeah,
that's dope. And that's really what my dad did to me. I was talking about this to one of my homies that helped me paint a mural the other day, and I was just telling him like, bro, if you ever have kids, like, because he was telling me like, bro, how do you like channel all this like creative energy and like bring it out? And I'm like, I always reference my dad when we were younger, like, he did what you did with the iPad, but through dance. That's why, yeah, I love dancing. There's videos of me dancing and stuff. Oh, man, I've been dancing all my life. But he, it was Christmas. Fast forward, I'll tell the story really quickly.
Yeah.
I love telling the story, but it was like, I think it was Christmas, New Year's, my brother and my cousins, I think, or just might've been my brother and I, we were like jumping around excited because of the gifts, or it's about to be New Year's or something. And, across from the couch, directly across, was my dad's cassette player, and you know, you could connect the aux to it, or you could put CDs or whatever. At the moment, whatever my dad played might have been a CD or cassette. I think it was like Kraftwerk, which is like they make like fucking beats in like the
80s. Oh, I know who that is.
Kraftwerk. Like, yeah, that kind of shit, you know. So my dad just started like, fuck. He just told us like, shh. And we're like, what the fuck? My dad's a little chubby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just started going like, doing some like head isolations and some waves. And this, I was seeing this for the first time at like 4 or 5 years old. And I'm just like, you know, at this time, my dad's still my hero. Like, mm-hmm, you know, he's always going to be. But at that age, it's like, what the fuck, the guy that ties his shoelaces in like 2 seconds, bro, like doing that, like, what? So he started like popping and like doing all this crazy shit. My brother and I were just like, what the fuck, right? And then he gets on the floor, does the helicopter, and then does the worm. Like I said, my dad's a little chubby, so seeing him do that was like, dude, what? You're a legend, bro. Like, how are you doing that? But so from that day on, he was like, he told us to stand up, like made us start like popping and like,
mm-hmm,
some quick little steps. And that was him handing me the iPad saying like, hey, look at how fun this is. Look, yeah, at how liberating. Look at how joyful it is to be creative and be in the moment, connect with your sibling, your dad, through this form of art, this expression, you know? He was a breakdancer in Guadalajara, like, in the 70s, 80s. So,
dude,
like,
that's fucking cool.
So that right there is just, like, fire for him to bring that to a kid in,
mm-hmm,
Southeast LA at 5, you know, who from that moment forward was like, yo, this art shit is tight, bro. Like, it's all connected, you know? It was early on that I was instilled this lesson of art being so beautiful, you know? So, bro, props, man. Like, hey, keep, man, it up, dude. And I'm not saying push your son to be like Picasso, like how some parents push their kids to try to be like the next Cristiano Ronaldo or some shit, but it's dope that you're doing that, man, for real. Like, from someone who has gotten a lot of love for the art,
mm-hmm,
you know, and at some points didn't, like, that very moment my dad taught me that was like, that's all I need, man, for real.
That opened up the whole fucking world for you there.
Yeah, man, for real. It was tight.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, something I do want to help him explore, you know, because we all got our thing too, you know, and, yeah, like, you know, it's just that one thing that if you don't let somebody kind of help at least guide you a little bit, it's gonna be like fucking, you're gonna feel lost, you know. And it's gonna feel, in a sense, like, for example, like one thing that's always kind of made me nervous is podcasting or just talking in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I just felt like I needed to fucking say something. Like, there was this urge in me that just says, hey, you need to speak up. Like, you need a, you know, you saw people around you that needed like this, also like this platform that just like yourself wanted a platform to be able to speak up, I wanted to create something. So it was like, if, like this energy that just felt like you were locking it in, and it was just trying to escape. You know,
the artist in you, man.
Yeah, you know, right? Yeah, that's what it was like. I just felt like it needed to happen, and without it, me wanting to, it still exploded. Oh yeah, for sure, man. Here you go.
I don't want to interrupt you. Sorry. Hey, so without it happening, it just exploded.
You know, and from there, I've been embracing it, and every part of that creative part in me. You know, either graphic designer. I mentioned recently that I've been fucking around with like motion editing and stuff. So. It's just these little things that have kept me fresh and also excited for the future, like as an individual, right? Like it gives me this purpose that I want to keep creating, and that in itself feels very like fulfilling, you know?
Do you feel your mental health sort of improving, or mental and emotional health improving somewhat through like just sitting there and like, did you do those animations of the social primates?
Yeah.
Fire, bro, first off. But do you feel like when you're there, like animating, making it move back and forth, the droplets, I think you did some of those. Do you feel after that this sort of like release where you can just lay down and kind of you cuddle yourself to sleep like, damn, that was pretty tight what I just did. Do you ever feel that?
I do. I think I mentioned that like fucking a couple months ago where like there's this emotion where you start, at least for me, like this is my creative process, but I'll sit down. I already have like this fucking scenario in my head of what I want, in this case, the monkey to do. And I'm just like, okay, I started sketching it out. And then at some point the rough draft looks pretty cool. I was like, hell yeah, that's a cool concept. But then I start doing like the fine lining. And I'm just like, oh, dude, this fucking sucks. Like, and I put the iPad away like for a fucking week or so. And then I come back to it and I'm like, dude, it's not that bad. Start putting some color in. I was like, dude, that looks cool. And then once you start adding shadows and shit and animating it again, it starts feeling like, and animating honestly is one of the fucking, it's cool, but it's also very, very fucking like time consuming and sometimes a little irritating. Like, like I could fuck this frame up or something.
Like, man, tell me about it, bro.
So, but once you finish, going back to what you mentioned, it is like, hell yeah, this looks fucking cool. Like, honestly, it looked cooler than I would have expected. And then just putting it out there, it just feels like you did your job as a creative. Like, I released that fucking thing in my head, that image that just got fucking beamed into it, and I just physically put it out there, right? And it's just a very liberating feeling. Even like a podcast itself. Like, after I upload everything, after I listen to the conversation, it just feels like good. Like, it feels like I did something. Like,
yeah, man. You're an artist, bro. You know, say it. I'm an artist.
Oh, Camille. I'm an artist, Camille. CJ, I'm an artist.
Bro, like that right there is what people need to understand about themselves, is that pleasure is, you know, this thing that is being sold every minute. You know, mm-hmm. You turn on the TV and you see people drinking Coke and they're like, you know, beautiful smile. Someone puts on their Nikes and they look fresh. Oh no, you know, they look faster or whatever, buffer. They're drinking a Sprite coming out the liquor. They got all these cool animations and they look fly, and they hire like a fly ass artist or up and coming guy who has like hella swag. And they sell you this like thing, which is cool because ultimately they support a lot of like groups that support other groups that support artists and people who are on the come up. So that's why it's cool. But what they're selling is a sugary drink to get you hooked to make their market shares go up the sky. Mm-hmm. That right there is not pleasure, you know? And that's what we're consuming every day, you know? That's what, you know, I family used to eat eggs in the morning and con una coquita, you know? And I like to reference Coke because it's everyone knows Coke around the world, you know? And once you fucking take yourself as that like vessel of like, yo, I want to sell something too. I want to put this movement forward. You can start seeing yourself as a version of a Coke, you know, like this entity that's delivering something, and start to try to, you know, take some of that power back from, you know, all this consumerism and shit, right? And just start to sell the people. And I mean sell, what I mean by sell is market, because you know, just imagery and art and putting all that out there, somewhat marketing. Show people that there's an alternative to pleasure and joy and mental ease, you know, and that alternative is straight up, you know, I think it's art. I say it's art, and I'm gonna say it till I die, right? Someone else, one of my brother's close friends, and I just met him yesterday, cool guy, his name's Alex. His vehicle, like he said, is football, and he's a football coach. And he says that, he's like, bro, everything you talk about through your art is what I talk about to my students, my athletes.
Yeah.
Because he's a coach for college. I forget which college team, but he did high school for a long time. This dude's like, you know, you could look at him and he has like this firm stare and like this firm approach. And, you know, someone like that is so respectable to themselves and to other people with that much like energy and like conviction for their message. You can only start seeing yourself in people who are on that same mission, mm-hmm. you know? And that's why it's so powerful that I'm not doing this shit to like try to sell you like a million units, you know? I'm doing this shit to get you to be like, yo, I love myself. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I do like fully, bro. And through my lows and downs, I love myself to death. I don't think anyone will love me as much as I love me. And I don't think I'll love anyone as much as I love me, you know? And I think that that's what's gotten me to any positive place in life, you know? So if people can just be reminded through a painting, yeah. through me fucking like doing this on the fucking internet, yeah. you know? And people start putting like showing love. And it's not about the comments. It's only about the comments when people are showing love and saying, yo, this speaks to me, you know? Mm-hmm. They say it in their own ways. But that shit right there, bro, once I started understanding the language to use and all that, it just made sense, bro. Like, all my life I've been doing art. Now I'm at a point where I need to see myself in this world, because I don't see myself in a consumerist world or in a capitalist environment trying to be the fucking, what's up, where's the next cell? You know,
yeah,
but I also, you know, don't see myself in a lot of other places that the creative industry has set up. So I'm taking that jump for real. Like, I want to be that person for people to see someone and be like, they're doing this shit. Mm-hmm. You know, they're making everything that's coming out of them creatively to tell people and remind them, like, yo. If I can bring out some of that energy, I can find something true to myself, you know? That's why I'm saying, bro, art will set you free, bro. Art will set you free, you know?
Oh, my God. I'm just fucking mind-blown right now. Like, one of the things I've noticed, too, is that when there's somebody fucking creative, right? Like I mentioned earlier, like I stated earlier, too, it's just like you radiate this creative energy, right? And it's cool, because the moment somebody, or even in this room right now, right, like I walked into here, I didn't even see the artwork until like we fucking started settling, and I was like, you come into these kind of places, or you know these type of people around you, that you can't help but be inspired to just fucking do something, like, yeah, whether it's, bro, just fucking taking a photo outside of the fucking grass, you know, when every first photographer started taking photos of the fucking flowers or something, you know, we all started with something. The flowers. Like, but fuck it, like, we all, like, that was our entry point to, like, I want to capture something, or I want to just visualize something in my head and fucking produce it. And, again, you can't help but be inspired when you just have these fucking things going on around you. And, again, I feel like you have people around you that, at the same time, while you inspire them, they're doing shit that you're looking at, and you're like, oh, hell yeah, like, I can do my take on this, or...
Fuck yeah, you know, just, bro,
find ways to kind of bring everybody up and just be there for each other, and you know,
that's a great point, bro. And the reason I say that, I've been building this art series where I do portraits, mm-hmm, of creative people that I either follow on Instagram or TikTok, or I know them personally, mm-hmm, or I've collaborated with them, or they're just friends that I know, or anyone that I've worked with or came across. and I do a portrait of them.
Yeah.
And I draw them, illustrate them in a very specific, like, caricature slash realism, but it's a little bit surreal because their heads are fucking huge. Yeah. You know, it's very comic book, you know, sort of caricature style, right? I started drawing people that I love and respect. I got really into it, and I started just, it came out, it just started becoming this flow. But at first I didn't really have much of a message to it. Mostly I was just trying to, like, just share the friends that I know that are doing really cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, yo, this gets down, like, you're tight, and more people need to know that. That, and yo, you're tight and I respect you. I started kind of like proving it to them, you know, kind of giving them my flowers, like, yo, here's my flowers, bro.
Like affirming, shit. Like affirmation,
yeah,
for them.
Yeah. And at the same time, I wanted to find an art practice that I can knock out quickly,
mm-hmm.
that I can call my own, that if I see anyone do something remotely close to that style of palette or, you know, texture and all that, I could be like, you know, that's, I conceptualized that, you mm-hmm. know? So I have, you know, I have that, fuck, this is some good shit, you know, fucking tangents. But I have that fucking conviction to let people know, like, yo, we're all in this shit, right? Like, we're all inspiring to inspire and getting inspired,
mm-hmm.
you know? So here's your portrait, bro. Everyone fucking go check their shit out. They're fucking models who've been doing this shit for this. They're fucking rappers who, if you didn't know, do this too, or very, there's very dope, spiritual, energetic people that I love to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting people that I'd post start hitting me up like, yo, bro, I've learned a lot of new people through, you know, these portraits that you're doing. Dude, like, came across sick. A lot of cool yeah. people. And the titles of the series is Who. Because when people ask, like, who, like, I want people to know, man, like, this is, like, my homie, I Hate You, Alex. This is I Hate You, Alex.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Bro.
Musician, like, he's an artist and musician.
Bro, he's so fire. And every time we have a conversation, we're, like, we get each other and we're, yeah. like, bro, like, you know, you're tight, bro. Like, you're in on the boat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just fire, bro, you know, to be able to connect with all these people, you know, and just through drawing them. And man,
dude,
I speak it
cool.
with so much love and you know, and just gratitude, you know, to be able to do that for people and to get love in return is like, it's just love, man.
Yeah, no,
I love that.
It's
yeah.
awesome, dude, because I know sometimes it's hard to just show up. Like, you know, there's people sometimes who give me flyers, like, at work. Like, hey, fuck, come to this, come to that. And I'm like, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. And I don't show up, you know, or something. But I'll go to other things. But at some point, it's like, nah, like, you got to show up, too, to show people love. Like, you, like, there's nothing better than just feeling some support, too. You know, like, or mm-hmm. like we said earlier, like, affirming what you're doing, you know, and making it feel like, okay, like, I guess you don't need it all the time, but you can give that to yourself. But it doesn't hurt, you know. It doesn't
yeah.
help to get that affirmation from the outside and be like, hey, you're doing some cool shit. Like, keep it going. Like, it does feel empowering because you feel like somebody is at least recognizing the message that you're trying to say, you know.
Yes, bro. That's beautiful, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's cool. And I think that's one of the things I kind of wanted to slightly touch on, is just like, you're showing up for people and, like, for your friends, you know, for people that you came across with or new people, like, you know, they're doing something, give yourself some time to just check it out. You know, it's also a new experience for yourself. Like, you know, after a couple of years ago, I decided, I was like, you know, I think I mentioned this, like, I wanted to be like, oh yes, man, like, yeah, I'll do anything. I'll just yeah. check it out. You know,
Jim Carrey shit.
And it just really opened up a lot of different things for me, you know, and a lot of different new perspectives, changed mindsets. Like, it was just, again, liberating, just being able to explore and live, like, in a sense, freely, you know?
Yeah.
And then using that information to come back and, you know, let it guide your new ventures, right? Like, mm-hmm. it's just, I don't know. It's cool. Fuck, man.
fire, bro. I want to say the questions you had written down, they're fire, man. Like, that in itself, I appreciate the time you took to, like, you know, research some of these and, like, really think about, you know, what I could have said or what could have, you know, been answered through these. Because these are questions and topics that I constantly think about throughout my art, bro. So, hey, thank you, man. Those are some sick questions.
Hey, you know, when you do your homework right, you know, it kind of pays off.
Bro, I have a saying, it's confidence is preparation, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, coming in hard, bro. Good
shit. Man, we are unfortunately at that time, man.
For sure, bro.
But man, it's been an honor. Thank you, man, for fucking coming out. Where can people find your art, man?
At Carlos CJ Conde. I'm going to say one more time. Carlos CJ Conde. That's where they can find my art.
Nice. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in. CJ, do you have any shout-outs for anybody?
Ah, damn. Shout-out my girl, Melissa. I love you. Shout-out my family, my brother, my sister. And shout-out my dog, Checkers.
Hey, look, I like those videos where you say, what do you say? Like, hey, wake up, Checkers. It's time to draw.
Yeah, it's time to create.
Time to create. Dude, that shit's funny because your little dog is just like, All right, here we go. This is fucking cool, man.
Yeah,
but thank you again.
Thank you, man. For real. Shout-out to the Social Primates. Dope-ass fucking show. Dope-ass person, Eddie. You're the shit, bro.
Hey, man. Thanks, man. Thank you again. It's been a pleasure. Mirage.
Shout out, Mirage.
But yeah, everybody, thank you. Have a good night.
Much love, y'all. Peace.
Amor de la calle.
Okay, roll the drums.
Se me llama a buscar tú for my gente. You only slide tú cuando te conviene. As fine though, I understand you when a man. Talk about somebody else's life. Mayor in my city, the people for me, they chant. Also California, born and raised where I stand. Real life my spot, real life my land. Man, know that I shout it out when I make a jam. Making it out the bitch, I'm on the paper miss. Getting opportunities, I know when I can't miss. These player haters mad, cause to them it's a fat bitch. Pero sigo siendo el rey, something like Chente. Pero en el barrio, I'm surrounded by these asses. Fuertes, up in tu bolso, but this is all up in the mente. Shout out to my raza, my gente. All the homies in the section. Mis saludos y respetos a los positivos. Y a los negativos los mando a vergancitos. Un mensaje de los primos en los caminos. A toda madre, pero también ponte bien al tiro. Malo viene a hacer y ni se diga el pinchinito. Con ellos a mi lado ya se ven que me la rifo. Puro trabajar hasta que yo me haga rico. Primo telling me you get the dog, you got rimo. Fuck it, I'm trying, homie, get that, then I'm singing corridos. Aferrado, homie, since I was just a little morrillo. So 9 to 5, I'm a body man. And I beat somebody, I'm a fed up, cause I'm white, fuck it, I'm a slang rock again. Nelly ain't here, but I just got this shit hot again. I said Nelly ain't here, but I just got this shit hotter. Getting hot on the streets, on the blocks, guns pop. If you wanna stay alive, keep watch. Move smart, point A to point B on the dot. It's getting hot, baby, take off all your clothes. Tonight, me tequila and you is what I'm on. Shit, that is what I'm on. It's obvious, who the most popular. Fuck about the